Hello, and welcome to Roll for Topic, a roundtable discussion about topics related to running role-playing games. This time, though, we are doing our annual Build a Dungeon. This is a two-part thing where we build the dungeon live on air, and then the next time we actually play it, we do an actual play. But I'm going to introduce everybody first, and then we will get into the actual the building of the dungeon. So I'm Chris Salzman.
I'm Andy Rao.
And we are joined by John Corey.
Yep. Excited to be here. I'm pumped.
Yep. And Kyle Latino.
This is the sound of my voice.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Kyle.
I missed you, Kyle, so much.
Yes,
my guys. I'm so glad to see my guys.
You see your boys. Mm. Yeah. Thanks, Kyle, for making time for us. I know you were in a different time zone. So this is really good.
It looks like night there, my man.
It is.
And thanks, Kyle, for agreeing to break your Baldur's Gate 3 NDA and tell us all of the secrets.
Yeah. And he's going to get him to say something.
Oh, no. I'm in so much trouble already.
Yeah. So I think for those of you who are listening, right, we're probably going to talk for about like an hour and a half or so. The idea behind this is that we want to sort of show the design process of like, hey, what goes into being a GM, a DM, right? Like kind of like what do you have to do to kind of ideate and come up with an idea and put that all together? This is one approach to it. Other people have different approaches. But
the other possibility is we're going to show people what not to do.
Yes.
But that we'll know that by the time we're done.
Yeah, we will know that by the time we're done, and we will just not publish this. It'll be fine. We've done this a handful of other times. You can go back and take a look at those. I'll probably drop some links in the show notes.
It's not just a handful. We've done this like six times, which is alarming.
It is, yeah. I mean, I was telling someone that earlier today, like, oh, yeah, this is like, you know, the sixth or seventh time we've done it. I was like, oh, that sounds like this is an institution.
That's true.
So I think we're going to dive in pretty soon. So just so everybody knows, so my goal is, as the person who's going to be running is, I'm going to be trying to coax actual, like, concrete ideas. Everybody else's job is just to sort of like throw that out the window and keep on pitching weird stuff as much as possible, which is always a treat. So I don't think we need to belabor it too much more. So I'm going to introduce the theme we have decided on this year is going to be Kaiju versus amusement park staff.
Very excited.
That's our setup. That's all we have. That is like the kind of initial idea. And then we're just going to kind of take it from there. I guess anybody else have any of the preamble they want to get out of the way before we start to come up with this thing?
Well, if we want to do John's idea and it's the players play the kaiju and they're going up against, this is a great chance to roll in rifts and start rolling mega damage.
Exploding dice. Yeah. It is need them.
Yeah, it is a good chance. I will not be running rifts.
Okay. All right. I respect that.
I don't. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, anybody is welcome to listen to this and come to their different conclusions, but we will be.
I just wanted to we'll say mega damage. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I know. Right. I mean, you know, there's nothing stopping us from reusing that word. So I think, right before we jumped on, and this is when I told John to stop it, he had said, what if the players are the kaiju instead of the amusement park staff? Which is a very tantalizing idea.
But then we're just rampage, and I feel I feel like, you know, you can't beat perfection, I guess is what I'm saying.
So my role is to periodically pull everybody back down to earth. And the first time I'll be doing that is, can we just establish for the listening audience what we are creating this for?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So this is going to be for a one shot that we're going to run. It's going to take approximately an hour and a half to 2 hours to run that one shot. You know, I'll be running it, you know, four or five players. So it's important to note that I'll be running it, which means that if there's any mechanical complexity that we decide on, that's going to get thrown out the window pretty fast. So, yes.
Mega damage is easy. You just times 100.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You don't even need a calculator.
Just look through this 450-page rule book quickly, and it'll come to you.
Okay. Kyle, just for you, I'm going to write down mega.
Thank you. All right.
It's my first.
And
if
we've done this so many times, but you can tell the listeners, like, how many times has this resulted in giving you all of the notes you needed to actually run the game?
You know, that is a good question. I will answer that truthfully. Until last year, it was not a lot.
One time. Okay. All right. So
one time. Yeah. We're gonna. Well, like no, I, you know, you're like, right, probably 60-75% of the adventure is there. The important thing is to get the hook, and like, there's some details I've got to fill in, which is fine. But as a GM, right, you need to be able to do that sort of stuff. So it's okay. Yeah. But yeah, but last year we ended up with, I think, a pretty solid, like, just adventure, right? It was just sort of like,
that was so there. Fun.
Yeah.
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 What was last year's? Can you refresh our memory?
Yes.
I'll give you a hint. Fortnite bucks.
Oh, yes. It was saving Christmas. That's right.
It was saving Christmas, and all the kids only wanted Fortnite bucks.
Yes.
And so we had to cheer up Santa Claus, because he had just given up, and he was playing Fortnite. So we had to save the shop and re-energize Santa.
Yes. I forgot about that part of it. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I think the future holds that all of our major works of art will be now released in the format of Fortnite, according to like what I've recently
looking
read in
so.
The news. So,
yes.
Looking
so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, but let's talk about Kaiju. Let's talk about amusement park.
Yeah. Could we also, I don't wish to disrespect our listeners, but could we define Kaiju for those who perhaps don't know that term?
Yeah, John, why don't you take a run at it? Because I think this was your sort of idea.
Yeah, the original kaiju is Godzilla. So we're talking about giant, impossibly large creatures of various sorts, reptiles, flying turtles, flying moths, a variety of them that can't communicate and randomly destroy things.
Mm-hmm.
So is that roughly?
I think that's good.
Size of a building is what we're talking about.
Are they always like organic, right? Like, is there at a point at which it turns from a kaiju to like
Mecha Godzilla? Where have you been?
Is Mecha Godzilla a kaiju?
I don't know. Is Mecha Godzilla?
You know,
no.
I did not.
Of course he's a kaiju. Is he a giant monster? Yes.
I'm not. Okay, I'm not interested in kaiju gatekeeping. That's not what we're doing here.
Where are these kaiju getting accredited?
That's right. Accrediting a kaiju body.
Yes. Yeah. okay, yeah, and so is the, I guess, would you agree with this nuance that, like, the kaiju, in some ways, they can't communicate and they sort of don't care about, they don't look at humanity as anything other than insects, right? As, like, we might look at insects, kaiju kind of treat us that way.
Usually, though.
Maybe, that's a little Lovecraftian.
I don't know, that's pretty psychological.
Sometimes Godzilla has a little heart.
Sometimes Gojira like defends humanity, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's hard to say. They could be. They have their own agenda. How about that? And it may or may not involve eating people.
Okay.
It doesn't always involve eating people.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm thinking it's like I just watched Godzilla. Is it Godzilla -1? Yeah, it was excellent.
So good.
That's the best Godzilla movie since like the first one. Yeah, sorry, and I'm not trying to make people angry. That's a good movie.
Very good.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, so that's the frame of reference I'm walking into this with. That, and then I think about Pacific Rim probably once a week. You know, it's like, you know, a little bit of a rough movie in certain respects, but also
I have to say this really quick. I have a manager at work, and there was a random Slack thread.
Mm-hmm.
It was, "What's the worst movie you've ever seen in a theater?"
Yeah,
and he said Pacific Rim.
Oh,
and I'm like, I can't talk to you about movies. Like,
yep.
That's just not a topic that we can, like, I can understand not liking Pacific Rim. There's a case, but it's not poorly made.
All right, so guys, we have to, time has been creeping along as we have enjoyed ourselves here, and we have to decide the premise for this adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the framing of amusement park employees versus kaiju, and I think the first question we need to ask is, do the players play the amusement park employees or the kaiju or both?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I like capless employees personally.
Yeah.
It would be the easiest to wrangle. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm the GM, I tell you that I didn't get into GM to run the not monsters against the monsters, right?
Yes. Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, to John's point, right, we're just kind of going to, they just end up squishing a bunch of humans, which doesn't feel satisfying. I mean, maybe if we're going to do kind of like a play to lose game, right, and you're playing like the kaiju going down, that could be interesting.
Be fun.
But I mean, I think it's going to be more fun, right? Again, kind of a lighthearted holiday game. We might as well, like, let's just have the hapless folks triumph.
All right, so let me propose that we come up with the PCs, the pre-gen characters here. We at least provide the concepts. for the PCs, which will transfer into whatever system we end up deciding to use to run this monstrosity.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. They're all mascots. They're all in the mascot suits.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Right?
So they get to get to build their own mascot kind of thing and talk about part of the, you know, what part of the thing. But like secretly, you know, it could be someone's the archetype, the classes could be like someone's first day as a mascot, someone's last day before they retire as a mascot, a secret security guard mascot.
Yes.
Secret boss mascot, like boss in disguise.
Like undercover boss.
Yes. Undercover yes. boss. Yeah.
I like that, but there's so many juicy amusement park employee archetypes out there. Like, there's like the grifty person running the rigged carnival game.
Mm-hmm. That's the first person I thought of, like the weight guesser. Like the guy who has to guess your weight has some, has some ability to like estimate the size and damage a kaiju can do because of their...
Yeah. It turns out it's not just like a party trick. He's actually like has some sort of magic.
Do you think we could come up with a special ability for each of these amusement park employee archetypes we come up with?
Absolutely, yes. We can. I guess my question is like, should we veer into like these are actual like magical abilities, or are these like, I don't know, like more grounded real world stuff?
I feel like maybe we want to go in the sort of Scott Pilgrim direction, like everybody's normal until they're not normal. You know what I mean? Like until they pull out a sword or something. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking like so you're a grifter game manager guessing people's weights. Like how could we extrapolate that to be something that might come into play in an adventure against a kaiju, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe another way to think about this is like, what are the parts, like thinking about kind of like dungeon design, right? Like I think it'll be an interesting design exercise to think about that. what are the things from an amusement park we'd want there to be like present for them to interact with, right? So like we're saying, like, you know, there's a guy that can kind of like that's running a grifty game or whatever, like what's the thing that's most interesting, right? He could be running, or like, you know, like what's the, like, you know, the half built roller coaster, or like, you know, the roller coaster that's about to fall down,
right?
Or something like that. Yeah, so like let's maybe define a couple of those things too.
Can I actually go one step further?
Of course.
Is, are we doing Disneyland or are we doing like Cedar Point? Like, is it a nice place or like a not a nice place?
I was thinking...
Not that Cedar Point is a bad place.
Take that, Cedar Point.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what you did.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is John, I'm going to talk directly to you. You know that there's that fair that gets set up in the Pioneer parking lot?
Yes.
Every year. So like, for those of you who don't live in Ann Arbor in our neighborhood, there's like a local high school across the street from the big house, U of M's gigantic stadium, that every year they set up like a traveling like carnival in the parking lot.
Yeah, like with rides and
And it is like, it feels like the most sketchy thing.
It's super sketchy.
It's super sketchy. It's also very fun, but it's super sketchy.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of what I was thinking.
You want to go? Okay.
This is like a traveling group, like of, you know, like a traveling carnival, right, that's going around, and it happens to set up somewhere, right? And then, you know, like the night before they're tearing it down or whatever, right, like that's when the kaiju
have
shows.
We ever had one of these one shots occur in Ann Arbor? I mean, this might be our big chance.
Ooh, this is it.
I like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that, unless there's a strong compelling reason to set it somewhere else. We can,
unless you insist on Grand Rapids, Andy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think a carnival of the scale we are discussing could roll into any Midwest town.
Yes. But.
And it has two types of employees. It has jaded teenagers, and it has, like, 50-year-old carny veterans who've been there forever, right?
Again, carny, I don't know that that's the preferred nomenclature.
Can we? Okay, I actually need to Google this real quick just before.
No, I'm just
actually want to get.
I'm just.
So would it be?
I'm just
so
high
be
horsing. I have no dog in this fight. Dog fighting probably also not something we really should be talking about now. But
we can skip. Hey, that.
We don't have to beat it up.
That's right.
I'm going to ask an LLM if carny is a derogatory term.
Oh, great.
It's pejorative for sure. Wikipedia says it's an informal term. Okay, anyway. Well, the thing that we want to get at is at the carnival, is no one happy to work for the carnival?
I think there should be some plucky kid who, like,
yeah,
just is so positive, and they, like, have to do the crappiest job, and they just love being in show business. Like,
yes.
I think that has to be a character.
Yeah.
I
the big so. Lights.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, I like the idea that they're all, like, true believers in it, right? Like, so even, like, the old, you know, the old-timers, right? Like, they're in it. They're in it because they truly love, I don't know, letting
yeah.
people play whack-a-mole or whatever.
Like, even the, like, I love this. Go ahead.
Maybe every player has to come up with one reason why they love the carnival and one reason why they hate the carnival. And that'll
good.
Give everybody a chance to kind of paint themselves with a complicated palette, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I was just going to say one of my favorite characters in stories like this is like the jaded guy who's been there forever who never does anything but complains, but as soon as, like, the place he works is in jeopardy, he becomes fiercely loyal.
Yes.
You know, like, there's all
not my popcorn stand!
Like
you can't do that to my elephant ear deep fryer!
Yes.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, so, like, yeah, can we... Let's talk a little bit more about the space, right? So, like, you know, if we're going to set this in, I don't know, yeah, whatever, small Midwestern town in a field or... you know, parking lot or something like that. So, like, that kind of naturally, I think, gives us a sense of scale, which, to me, begs the question, too, right away, of, like, how big is the kaiju, right, that we're talking about? Like, is this...
What if it gets larger the longer it goes?
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, like Godzilla in the one before.
Shin Godzilla.
Godzilla Minus One. That was also
good. Also very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that give them an opportunity to, like... end the adventure early if they or does it start at 20 feet tall and by the end it's 100 feet tall?
I think that's probably what we're
and I think also, you know, I think there's some flexibility there, so like let's say there's a baby kaiju and they do you decide they do manage to do something to it, just then mama shows up, you know what I mean? You could deal with that. They could be successful and you could still throw something more difficult at them after that and it would still be fun.
Okay. Cool. And we don't have to decide this right now, but is it just one or is it mini kaiju?
I think
it should be one kaiju, but maybe it has minions or like spawn.
Okay.
Like the ticks in Clover Lane. What was the one that J.J. Abrams
Cloverfield?
Cloverfield, yeah.
Yeah.
They had those, they were like other creatures. That,
or the Godzilla hatchlings in the Matthew Broderick Godzilla film.
Oh, so good. Just kidding. That's the worst
Godzilla
movie.
2000? Or is
no, Godzilla 2000 is different.
Okay. Man, they just keep making these.
Here's where I admit, I don't think I've seen a kaiju movie that wasn't viewed as part of Mystery Science Theater. So
not a bad way to go about it.
Yeah.
No.
Though
not too long ago, I did watch... So. Just a little, since Andy and I have a movie podcast now, I can't help myself.
Yeah, yeah.
The original Godzilla was brought to the United States by a man named Joseph E. Levine. He edited it and he cut in Raymond Burr and like made sort of a different movie. The original 1956 Godzilla and its original cut is actually not, is like worth watching without Mystery Science Theorying it. So anyway,
okay. Good to know. Yeah. That has been John's Watch an Old Movie Corner.
Yeah, that's John's Watch an Old Movie Corner.
my favorite part. Okay. So, all right. So I feel like we have a nebulous idea coming together, which I like.
Together? Really? I don't feel that, but I do feel the nebulous idea.
I feel that there is a foundation for something.
Yes.
25 minutes in, we've got a foundation. All right.
We've got a foundation, which is good. I mean, honestly, we've gone long before without a foundation.
Well, so I think like in a field, like a dimly lit field or similar, though the parking lot is fun because then you could add things like telephone poles and giant lights and stuff that become material to the kaiju. So maybe that's kind of fun too.
Maybe, I don't know. Like I'm also thinking about like Kyle, do you remember like going to like the Indiana State Fair? Like local like kind of like small town fairs. They're always like in some field somewhere. Like that vibe feels right. Like that feels
very Ray Bradbury-ian. Yeah.
Yeah, they're barbarian. Like, you're kind of off. Like, it is separate from town, such that they can't just, like, run back to get...
Right, you know, yeah. Oh, that's a good... Because then if it was close enough to the city limits, then, you know, like, the cops would be there, and you would just be able to defer to them.
Yes. Right. Yeah, we don't want this. Has to be some... Yeah, set apart enough that it's, like, this is their thing to solve.
That makes sense.
Somehow.
Maybe there's like one sheriff car there at the beginning, right? Because that's all you need in a small town, and it gets stepped on immediately. Yeah. And so then you have so then you're up. Yeah.
That is probably the way the adventure starts. Just
there's
like
the sheriff, squash.
Yes. And then,
Oh, well.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. So I'm sensing we're going to let the players kind of brainstorm their own character types based on whatever carnival stereotypes live in their head. Is that right?
Well, we could. I mean, I think we could still provide broad categories. So there's a mechanic who fixes the tilt-a-whirl, right? Mm-hmm. And there's the wide-eyed teenager, and there's a crusty veteran, and I don't know. Like, I think we could come up with a handful of ideas.
Yeah.
And then
Let's dive into that a little bit more, because I think, like, so wide-eyed teen is, like, a good descriptor, but, like, what's like, the hook? Like, why the carnival? Right, like, what is it about it? Is it the candy? Is it like concessions? Is it riding the rides? Like, what's their like? What's the hook? A little
bit. Yeah, I mean, I think they just like they come from another small town, and they really wanted to get out, and they actually see the lights, and they see the carnival through total, you know, rose colored glasses, and like everything is a miracle, and the you know the animals are like llamas and stuff, and they think they're absolutely amazing, and just the bright lights and the tilt-a-whirl, and they just they can't think of anything else they'd rather do.
Yeah, I like that. Like, what if they're what if they just are like the animal handler, right? They like run the petting zoo.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so like, you know, mechanic, petting zoo. We talked about like the carnival game grifter.
We need to have the guy who lets you go through for a second round on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like, because you're cute or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's never happened to me, Andy, so I don't know who that guy is.
It's a
We're
problem.
We're not
all I have
as cute as
time,
Andy is, so we don't know what that's like. But.
Sir, you can go a third time.
Have you guys seen, this gets fed into my algorithm all the time, these YouTube videos of like carnival ride attendees who pretend they're like about to launch someone down like the drop of death, and then right before they do it, they say like, "Oh, I forgot to fasten your seatbelts or whatever," and then they hit the button, and the people scream. Like, it's a whole genre on YouTube. So I think that needs to be a PC.
Yeah.
Okay. the smart alecky ride. Like, there's the guy who has the mic who talks to you about the ride.
Oh,
keep your hands and feet in, but he's a smart aleck.
Yes.
I think that's what Amy's saying. Yeah.
Okay. The ride operator.
Kind of like Southwest Airlines flight attendants, but at an amusement park.
Yeah. I recently went on this enormous steel slide that is outside the city limits because my nephew was visiting. And I had never been on a slide quite that high. And it was like an hour long wait to get to the top and everything like that. And it wasn't until
I
was
outside the city limits. So it can be outside like international.
I don't know. Yeah. It's out in nature. But I still think the volume of my screams reached Dublin city limits. I think I screamed so loud on the way down that I got a standing ovation from everyone at the top of the slide. So,
you know, it's fun. Like, I've been to Ireland once, and we went to various like castles, and we went to Cliffs of Moher, and it's definitely not a nanny state. Like, instead of putting up a barrier to keep you going to the wrong place, there just is a sign that says, "Hey, if you walk past here, it's on you." But, and then that's it. <It's> like,
there may be landmines going back 80 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that's good. Like, let's maybe define a couple, like, locations in there too. Right.
Yes.
So, like, so we've talked about, I mean, do you want to have a giant slide? I think that could be pretty fun.
Sure. That would be cool. And that would also be a good excuse to get it further from town, right? There's this one hill, and they can construct a giant slide on it, a temporary giant slide, but but it's got to be this certain hill, and so that's why we're not closer to town.
Okay, so giant slide, like, Tilt-A-Whirl.
Tilt-A-Whirl's definitely
Tilt-A-Whirl for sure. Yeah, so we talked what's about... the one with the octopus arms? That thing?
So like, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Probably octopus arms.
It's a Tilt-A-Whirl with octopus arms is what it is.
Yeah. Everybody knows Tilt-A-Whirl, so.
Okay.
There could even be a Ferris wheel, actually.
Yeah.
Some of these have Ferris wheels.
It's either the Ferris wheel or the tower drop one. But like something that gives a lot of elevation is obviously going to be useful piece in a kaiju fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I love the Ferris wheel. Well, like both of those are great because it's like you can get up, but you're going to rapidly like not get to stay up.
Yeah.
There. So it's like if you want to go see what's going on, you go up like up the death drop or whatever it's called. You know, like you stare the kaiju directly in the eye, fire a gun at it or whatever, and then drop. You know?
Then again,
or worse, you slowly rotate
the
away.
The Ferris wheel is really good because if you fail, the Ferris wheel could get dislodged, and you'll keep getting chances as you keep coming back.
I like that. Okay, well, I mean, that is like a good thing. Like, so we need to think about scale here. So, like, the Petting Zoo. I mean, I think that's like a nice set piece, but like, you know, maybe the Tilt-A-Whirl. Like, I don't really know how the kaiju ever interacts with that, other than picking it up and tossing it.
So can we? Let's pause for a minute. So what is the goal of this adventure? So we know we have a kaiju out there roaming around threatening stuff. We know we have plucky amusement park employees. Mm-hmm. I am not sure how we're going to make this. Like, so help me understand what the goal is here. Is the kaiju like plowing through different parts of the amusement park? And if you don't stop it, by the time it tramples the last part of the amusement park, you lose. What's the deal here?
So this may be too complicated, but if we go back to Godzilla Minus One, you can't just shoot Godzilla, right? You have to come up with some harebrained scheme involving the amusement park equipment that will stop them, right? So, you know, I don't know the exact answer quite yet, but like I think it's to stop the kaiju. Maybe the kaiju's headed towards town, the amusement park, you're like the early warning system, and you're trying to stop it before it gets to town using only the tools available in your amusement park.
Oh, that's interesting. It's almost like the adventure is like, you know it's coming, and like you're the only ones that can stop it. Right. So how do you set up like a Home Alone style trap for this thing?
Yeah,
but Home Alone, instead of Joe Pesci, it's a kaiju. And it's amusement park.
So have you lured the kaiju to your amusement park for the purpose of stopping it before it gets to the city?
I think it just
arrives at the carnival and you realize that it is a mere hop, skip, and a jump over to Ann Arbor. And if you don't stop it here, many more lives will be imperiled. If not us, who? Okay. If not now, when?
Yes,
Andy.
How's that sitting, Andy?
So I'm just trying to think how this works. So, I mean, usually when we do these adventures, we posit like six or seven kind of iconic locations that the adventure will include. So how do we have this be? How do we get the players moving from location to location here? Is the Godzilla moving through each section of the amusement park, and each of those is sort of a concrete encounter, or something else?
I like that.
This
for
is
a number of reasons, but one is if you decide to go. Sorry to be meta on the rules here, but if you decide to go trophy style on the rules here, that's exactly how trophy works, right? It's got five incident areas that get increasingly difficult, so you would move through them, and then how you move through them will be following the kaiju. The one could be like they move to another area to try to get something to work to stop the kaiju. But
yeah,
that's what I think. They don't have to be locations necessarily, but events or scenarios, right?
Yeah.
So the kaiju lands, that's the first scenario. The kaiju grows, that's the second one. Could be the same location, you know. So I don't know. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work with Rift's mega damage that Kyle is in love with, but, you know, we'll figure that out.
Trophy, but with Rift's mega damage. It's like, that's
I just think that if you're not using mega damage, you're a coward GM, and you should hang it up.
Okay, I mean, hey, I never said I wouldn't use it.
Hey, let's just declare that all damage inflicted in this adventure, we'll call it mega damage.
Yes.
Problem fixed.
So good.
Okay, so this to me is saying that like, you know, amusement park is probably too small. Like, you know, like, out in the field, amusement park is going to be too small of a space. I think we need to start thinking about Disney World size, you know, Cedar Point size, right? Right, because, like, if it's a 100-foot tall kaiju, think Kyle.
No, it starts at 20 feet. It gets up to 100 feet.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it's that big, like, it takes 4 steps for it to get all the way across.
Yeah, but it's goal. You're not. It's confused by all the bright lights. Okay. It's enraged as other people, you know, as the cops come in and take pot shots at it, or the local salt of the earth folk start bearing their arms and all that. They're causing more problems, and it's up to you. But okay, so wait, let me pitch you on this. I'm going to pitch you on something. Okay, you ready?
Okay, all right, let's hear it. I'm listening.
This is the upcoming DLC for.
So
he's going to pitch us on Ultra.
Here
damage.
It is. Here just it is. You thought Mega Damage. No, okay. So what if it's escaped this kind of like secret tanker trunk or something like that on the side of the road on the way to some other top secret facility or something like that?
Yeah.
And so it of course wakes up, looses its bonds, and starts going crazy at the carnival with all the sights and smells, probably starts chowing down on the petting zoo immediately. But there's also like this mad doctor who's there, and he's just like, I have this serum that will put it back to sleep. But it one of the chemical chambers were ruptured in the explosion. I need a bunch of peanut oil. I need a bunch of gasoline, you know, like, right. So you actually have to scramble around the fairgrounds to get the, just so happens you can source all of the required chemical components of this knockout gas, and then it needs to be administered straight into his pupil
mist
at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Rod of Seven Parts.
It's good.
Yeah, for sure.
No, this is okay. There is some merit here. I actually like this quite a bit because
it also solves our size and location problem, right?
Like,
it solves everything. It's better than Mega Damage. Take that, it's Kevin Sabita.
This is the only entertainment idea you'll need to experience all year.
After this, you can just watch paint dry and watch the grass grow. You've done it. You're finished.
I'm worried about Kyle, though. He's giving us his best idea. What's he going to do at work?
Baldur's Gate 4 versus All right. So I like this idea because it lets us have some opposition that isn't just the kaiju in every scene. So if the players are going to different locations and they have to acquire something from each location or something like that, then we can have an idiotic sort of opposition facing them in each location,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So let me introduce a possibility then. Then they don't have to be the carnival workers. They could just be regular people. And the carnival workers can actually be opponents, right? So the guy with those stupid air guns, like, he's trying to hold them off with his stupid air gun or something. So that's just a thought. But also, that still works if we want them to be carnival employees, because then they have to use those things to get what they want. Like, you have to bust open this tank of peanut oil. Okay, let me get my air gun.
It'll only bust open if you shoot a hole in it in the perfect shape of this star.
Yes.
If you can't swing a hammer that does at least 70 pounds worth of
See, this is, oh my this is gosh. Ironic now. It's like the carny has become the carnor.
I don't think
that's how it works. That's how it works. Yeah, okay. It's grammar. Don't get on me.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. So back up a second. So you're on this ridiculous, like, fetch quest.
Guys, we're 40 minutes in and we're done. What are we going to do with the rest of our time?
Yeah, let's just, well, I got it. We're good. Okay, so you're playing, okay. So things overturns, I don't know, whatever. So you're running around and you're trying to like beat these carnival games to get all the stuff to put this thing together without anybody else knowing. Like, so there's a kaiju kind of like walking towards, you know, towards the city or whatever, or I guess towards the amusement park. We could have it be that as well. And it's like you have to put all the stuff together in time before it arrives and then deliver the knockout gas to it.
Yes, from the top of the Ferris
yeah.
wheel.
Okay. That is actually really fun. Right. So, I mean, I don't think we need to tell them, you know, top
You're welcome.
They have to figure it out. Thanks, Kyle.
Roll credits. I've been Kyle Latino.
We've got
Give him your legs, boys.
Kyle, you're going to be plugging that this is your last interview.
We had a good run.
Yeah, it was a good run. Yeah, okay, so I like that. I want the characters to be, I think, like, getting to play the carnival worker is a more fun
Agreed.
Character
yes.
to play. So yeah. I don't want it to be like, oh, you're a bunch of special ops, like, you know,
yes,
soldiers.
I agree.
Right? Yeah.
So let's...
Right, you don't see a role for, like, a off-duty ninja special ops who is attending the carnival with his family, who maybe has just been killed by the kaiju. Yeah.
I think if you want to make a pre-gen character that has a feature called main character syndrome, that's how you do it.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
So I like the idea of just... I think that the PCs should include mostly carnival workers, but, you know, if someone has a fun idea for someone who's just at the yeah. carnival and swept into it, I think we should mm-hmm. let them do yeah. that as a PC.
Okay.
So do you just want to brainstorm...
What's the opposition that they're going to face, right? So it's like, okay, you need peanut oil and cotton candy and, like, whatever. Like, you know,
right, so there's...
Like, all this sort of stuff. But, like, what's the opposition for them when they go and get this?
I'm glad you asked, because as Bernard Suits defines games, it is a yeah. voluntary attempt to overcome unnecessary obstacles. So now...
Yes,
now
and I need really, the unnecessary obstacles.
Yeah, this is it. So the fire is a really easy one. Runaway animals from the petting zoo. That llama can okay. spit a yeah. loogie you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. And you need llama for this.
Yeah.
The story.
And, like, it couldn't be just get cotton candy. It could be manufacture a ridiculous amount of cotton candy. Because there's like some chemical in cotton candy that is, like, there's almost none of it in it. So you need a huge volume so you can distill it down to, like, an eyedropper yeah. full of this chemical.
If one of the ingredients is inside one of the giant teddy bears and the game is rigged so you never win a giant teddy bear?
Yes, that's in.
I've hidden Chemical X within. Yeah, yeah, no, this is great.
Chemical X. Yeah. Why did you do that? It doesn't matter. No time to explain.
There could be live wires, like electricity wires going through, like, yep. you know, yep. electrified. One of those, like those, there's like these things that are like floating around and you have to throw a ping pong ball in it or something like that. That's yeah, busted yeah. open. You know, so okay. it could actually just be a lot of sort of like Final Destination kind of things.
Mm,
yes.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so one of the items could be on a ride that's moving.
Sure.
And yeah. you've got to figure out how to
okay.
get.
Okay. So yeah. we're picking up the adventure, basically. The kaiju has taken one lap through the amusement park and it's like coming back for more. For
yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. It's confused, you know, it's yeah. really, it's merely misunderstood. You see?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. We're gonna be friends with this thing.
Well, it's at the far end of the amusement park. It's chewing on like the Satan's dead drop or whatever, at the end of the carnival. And it's clearly coming this way. Right.
Yes.
That's the best name for that.
Yeah, Satan's dead drop is definitely in as well.
Oh, the bull from the rodeo, adjoining rodeo, has gotten loose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right? Like, okay.
Could there be a tractor pull involved
yes!
in that?
Yes, absolutely. Killdozer! A runaway tractor! This is so good!
No, the incredible yeah. lava burning machine! Yes.
Truckosaurus will be there!
Yes, Truckosaurus, thank you! Oh.
Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the GM has to talk in that voice the yeah, entire
the whole time.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
You'll get the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
There's
so this
60
is, this
minutes
is...
of excitement packed into every minute.
See a doctor if you stay here for longer than 4 minutes.
Am I the only one feeling we're 45 minutes into the discussion and no closer to
no,
like a playable?
We're so
good.
We're
so
far on the schedule. Andy,
so
you've got to be.
All right,
you
right,
got to
right.
get yeah. on the wavelength.
45 man. Minutes just for like a couple details. Not a problem. Okay, so I really like this because I think, okay, so the kaiju's taking kind of like a trip through. It's confused. a scientist kind of runs up and is like, quick, I need this list of stuff.
Well, he doesn't run. Because if he can run...
he's injured.
Yeah, he's injured. Because if he could run, he would do it himself.
That's right.
Okay.
The kaiju bit off his legs. He's crawling.
He's crawling.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, so he's there in some fashion.
They come across the wounded scientist.
That's right.
Okay. Do they come across the wound? They come across the wounded scientist, and like for whatever reason, you're our only hope.
That's right.
Carnival workers.
That's right.
The simple carnival workers.
Or maybe it's like one of those fortune teller booths that tells the PCs what they have to do.
Oh goodness!
Say more.
We don't even need you. No, guys don't even need us. Andy's all over it.
John, make Andy explain.
I will not be.
I do think fortune teller is a solid gold player class, though. I mean, that is
yes.
Good.
Oh my goodness, yes, that is great. I mean, I think it makes sense that it would have to be some sort of scientist telling you, but I like the idea of it being some sort of mystical thing that like they all like get a vision at the same time. Or
what if the first half hour is just quest givers? It's just the scientist, then the fortune teller, and then the president lands, and he's like, "You got to do this."
The president's brought his daughter to the amusement park today.
The daughter's been captured by the kaiju.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The governor's prize pig is there, and you've got to save it.
Yeah.
So okay, that is actually pretty good. We should have the kaiju kidnap someone. Little Sebastian or something like that.
Like them kidnapping the 4-H club winning pig. But you could also be Little Sebastian.
I think the 4-H, it's just like, and it's, you just have to lay it on thick about how everyone in the state, you'll never be able to show your faces here again if that thing is harmed. On your grounds,
this county.
It's just, that's it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, so the scientist is like, we need to stop this thing because he's going to rampage and kill the city, and like everybody else is around. But it's got
exactly.
The pig.
Exactly. Yes. How do you stop it without killing the pig?
Yes, that actually is good, because I think that does put a little bit of limitation on them. I don't know. Yeah, trying to find
the pig is famous because it has like a Mickey Mouse pattern in its spots on its back or something like that.
Oh no, it's got like the whatever state this is set in. It's got like a birthmark.
The birthmark of the roadmap. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's got varicose veins around.
Yeah, and then the other side it has tattooed the ingredients for the special kaiju.
Don't ask questions, but I tattooed the ingredients of the formula to knock out the kaiju on this pig.
You have to go get the pig. Go get the ingredients. I mean, you know, all good ideas in brainstorming, right?
Only if one of the PCs is playing the pig. Just
yes, fair.
I mean, okay, well, table that for a second. Maybe that's not a bad idea. So
the PC could be the kid that brought the pig. So that's a PC idea, too.
Yeah, that could also be,
The 4-H champion.
I mean, I really like kind of the conciseness of being like, you are a bunch of carnival workers, right? Of just like, I think that gives people a good sense of like the range of, of what, I mean, I think that the kid who, you know, raised whatever the pig's name is, we'll have to come up with the pig's name. Like that person can definitely be around, right? That's a good NPC to have.
That's what we call a non-player character. Unfamiliar with.
Come up with
Oh man. We should really be defining our terms more often.
I call those Mary Sue's.
Well, so what classes do we think we have? What archetypes do we have? We have a fortune teller.
Mm-hmm.
We have a, a lecherous ticket taker? What are we calling that guy?
I think we have like a fortune teller. We have like a ride operator.
A mechanic.
Mechanic's
good.
We have
game manage operator.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do think that a carnival game grifter is good because that's kind of your rogue character.
Yeah.
Yes. They've got lots of skills. None of
them. So far we have our psychic wizard. We have our artificer. We've got a rogue.
Yep.
And then we need the guy. Yeah, then we need the strongman or something.
So what about other just character types that are springing to mind? So there's like the carnival owner, right? Mm-hmm. Who would be some sort of like, it looks like the guy from the Monopoly game.
Yeah. The ringleader.
Yeah, the ringleader. Yeah, ringleader.
A person who draws your portrait.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
In comical fashion.
In roller skates. Everybody likes roller skates.
Yeah, we've got like the petting zoo operator.
Yep.
That's
yep.
right. Yeah, the animal wrangler.
There could be a if we're gonna have the if we're gonna have a rodeo, you could have a bull. You could have a rodeo guy. A
Do we already have like the amusement park's only maintenance worker?
Oh, yes, I think yeah. the mechanic is the only maintenance
worker. Yeah, so like the strongmans are like fighter, the ringleaders are bard, the petting zoo operators are ranger.
And of course, like, who could have a carnival without clowns?
Oh god, a clown.
I can make any object or creature entirely out of balloons.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I forgot about clowns entirely.
Oh well, I didn't.
Well, you know, so I think there was another idea we had for the adventure that we could make. Okay. All right. I think it's good, like, for general archetypes. I think, like, so I think we need to define, like, what is this serum they're putting together? Like, what are the component bits
right.
for that? And that those can all be sort of tied to a location as well. So, like, the ones I liked were there's something inside of a bear in, like, a claw machine
That's
or
great.
Something like that. That
yep.
you, yeah, right.
Something food related.
Kind of grim. My mind.
Well, teddy
grim
bear.
Places there.
Yeah. Teddy bear. Not.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Took an R-rated turn. Really
yeah. It got kind of dark.
Okay.
So something food related. I love cotton yeah. candy as an idea because it's such a silly thing. But
I mean,
be an elephant.
Could
ear
these
or...
be like metaphorical things, yep. like something that brings you joy, something Ooh. That. You know, I don't know. You know, something metaphorical so that PCs could choose for themselves what it
That's
is.
That's interesting.
But you need to have a bunch of ideas ready because you can't
yeah.
assume they're just going to come up with something on the spot.
I like that, though. I mean, maybe that's like the last ingredient.
All right.
Some sort of like magical whimsy. okay, so the cotton candy idea I really like because like I think what you said, John, I think you said like really briefly is like what if they have to make a lot of it? Like what
yes.
if they have to make like... I don't know, whatever, a 20 by 20 by 20 cube of cotton candy. Yeah. Cotton candy, a lot.
All right. There's a musical instrument that is famous at carnivals and circuses and whatnot. It's a steam-powered organ.
Yeah. The calliope? Is that what it's
That's called? How it's pronounced. Everyone okay. over where I live seems to think that Americans pronounce it calliope. And I, this is the thing no. that I have taken the most umbrage to. Everything else they say about Americans
is
correct.
But
yeah.
how often yeah. does this come up in conversation? I just wonder because I've heard that word 3 times in my 50-year life, and they were all in a Ray Bradbury novel. So
and it was pronounced. Calliope. No one said Calliope. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. I just.
Yeah. No.
I listen. Okay. I just have an axe to grind on this one. I'm glad we're all on the same side.
Get it out. Yeah.
yeah. It only needs to happen once, and then that's my
yeah,
whole
year.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. I mean, I think like having music as a distraction mm-hmm. is a good idea.
Hmm.
Okay. Right. So like, keep on going with like, what are the ingredients of this thing? Right. So
oh,
like,
sure.
Cotton candy, sort of like the thing that holds it together. Peanut oil,
like, or just like
what
oil,
if it's like
mechanics oil,
yeah, actual
you know,
grease
to grease all the machines.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
What if it's like you know you need here one thing is the ingredient you have to deliver to the kaiju, then you need something else to be the
Ooh,
delivery
that's
mechanism.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Or you know, et cetera, et cetera. And something to distract the kaiju so that you can shoot it into its mouth or whatever.
Okay.
Right.
The music will tame the savage beast. The
yeah.
soothing tones of the calliope.
The calliope.
Oh, I did it. Oh, no.
It's yeah. a notoriously subtle instrument.
Yes.
Sure.
They only have calliopes and theremin.
It's the only two.
Okay, so yeah, going back to what Andrew said, like, so we've got like ingredients, right? Like, I don't know, like maybe this guy gives you, like, the scientist gives you, like, here's the thing, but it needs to be in some sort of substrate or something like, right? It's like it's got to be inside.
Well,
of something.
Okay, so
like,
if you could use one of the water guns to shoot into the clown's mouth to make the balloon pop, like that could
yeah,
be.
Yes.
That could be the device that you use. So you have to like to get that whole
like,
thing.
You have to, like, power it.
Yeah,
yeah,
hook that up. That's good. And then you need to. Somebody needs to get to the calliope in time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, so ingredients, delivery mechanism, distraction, and then actually delivering it.
Yeah, I like that you have to shoot it inside of its mouth. Yeah. Because that makes you forces you to climb some sort of amusement park ride, whether it's the Ferris wheel or the, you know, something else. It makes you do something really dumb, which I think is important.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay, so you actually deliver it. Okay, so I like this because this gives us like basically like four things you have to do.
Right.
Right. Like in sequence. Like yeah, you got to find the ingredients.
That'll get us through an hour and a half easy.
I'm not worried about that.
Because there's so much undecided, he's going to have to spend half the time figuring that out.
Okay, so you deliver this. Is that the end of the adventure right there? Or is it like, you know, I guess I'm thinking like, you know, you give it this whatever, this knockout gas. It's not going to get knocked out immediately.
Sure.
Right. Then I think there might be, we should maybe have some like, and then you need to get it away from the amusement park.
Yeah, it could. Right?
To a certain location. I don't know. Maybe there's like a gorge somewhere you have to have it like jump off into.
Maybe there's like a general who's got his like a big scar across his face from where the kaiju cut him, and he wants to make a whole army of them or something like that. Yeah. You got to hide him. You got to get him in the haystack. You know, you got to get kaiju to phone home.
So now like, we're on the side of the kaiju. Okay.
Yeah.
No, Andy. This has been consistent.
That's right. A spoiler for Alien Earth. That seems to be the theme of Alien Earth as well. But anyway, carry on.
Well, come on. Yeah.
But what about luring it away? Like, they have to get a device, not to knock it out, but they've got to lure it away to this gorge or whatever so the device can be... I don't know. I like having to interact with it more aggressively.
Yeah, I mean, I think like right. So within the amusement park, you build this thing. You know, you build the thing to knock it out. You know, knock it out or do something to it. Right, whatever we want to define that. But like then it's like, well, then I mean, if you knock it out and it falls down on everybody, that's not good either.
Right.
So then you need to lead it out to some other location. Right. Like, so it can really be taken.
I think you could have a bunch of secondary objectives. For daring do, like, you know, there's somebody who's like, you know, they're trapped on the octopus thing and they're being slowly lowered into open flame, you know? So it's like, lots of other like heroic daring
tied
do.
To the train tracks.
The Tilt-A-Whirl has not stopped in the speed.
That's right.
Right. It's,
I kind of love that actually. Yeah. So you have to deal with carnival rides gone. A little bit of mayhem should be occurring.
So in last year's adventure, I thought it worked pretty well that we defined like 4 to 5 locations and kind of a core challenge that the PCs need to overcome in each.
Right.
Are we working towards that kind of concreteness here?
I think so. Like, I like what Kyle, like secondary objectives, right? Like good game design phrase right there. Right. Secondary objectives. I think if we define a handful of those, it's like, you know, any good group of PCs is not going to be like, oh well, that's not our problem, right? Or they can, and then they just have to listen to the screams of people who are going faster and faster on the top.
Then they don't get the good ending.
Yeah, they don't get the good ending, right? It's like, yeah, it's shorter, you know, no one takes off their
it's just
their
a different
suit,
colored
right,
lights. Everyone's gonna complain about it.
Yeah, their completion percentage is like 100%.
What if we started doing that? What if in 2026, this is it. This is my message to all GMs. At the end of the session, give your players a completion percentage.
Yes.
This session, you completed 25% of the things I said after you.
Congrats. That's 10% higher than you've ever done.
And
before.
You found 3 out of 6 secret
codes. Yeah. I mean, I like it, but... yeah. I mean, I think you have these secondary objectives. So you have your primary objective, which is like, hey, we got to go collect this stuff. And I think, Andy, to your point, we need to define those a little bit more about like what happens in each of those places. They're secondary objectives, but then like the primary objective is like, we need to knock out this kaiju.
Right.
Because if we don't save these people that are being slow roasted on the octopus ride, are we any better than the kaiju?
Yes, we are. Yes.
I think we're also settled on it's escaped from a tanker, secret tanker truck, and the scientist is here to help you solve it.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he's here to give you the quest to solve it.
He's the quest guard. He has a big exclamation mark over his head when you first see him.
Yeah, I mean, he's on his way out. Like, he's, like, Right. He's damaged in some way to where he cannot possibly do this himself. Right. And all of his best men, like all of his best, like,
can't
soldiers
put
or whatever,
Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
and
all
I think
eaten,
he should have a big dramatic monologue by the scientist who regrets everything he's done in creating this kaiju as he's dying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good. That'd yeah, be really I mean, fun.
They're not going to listen.
And he's going
to
ask himself.
I mean, don't spend more than like 15 minutes of in-game time on the monologue, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
15's good. 20 yeah. tops. Yeah.
I just think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
is he
we'll
any
back,
better
back
than
back
the kaiju, right?
Yeah. It's a, yeah, that's the real
who
question.
Is the real
that's
monster.
Right.
I mean, that's really, I mean,
if you're not giving your players something
to
think to
what
about,
are.
You know, something to chew on, a little moral yeah. lesson, you're really
yeah.
falling short of yeah. your goal as a youth pastor. I mean,
yeah. so I mean, like, yeah, all games, all games should be morality plays and have completion
correct,
percentages.
Correct.
Yes. We're getting from yeah.
you know who else was a kaiju? And, yeah, okay, never mind.
Oh, no.
You know who okay, else is tall enough to tear a curtain in half from the top? That's right, kids. It was Jesus.
we'll mark it a separate edition of this adventure for youth groups. So.
That was like such a deep cut.
You're welcome.
So good.
Biblical literature degree. Still put yeah. it to use.
Yeah.
All right. So here, let me propose something. What's a great opening scene, like a in media res thing we can just throw the PCs into that gets this kicked off?
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm wondering is, like, do we start with seeing the kaiju, or do we start with seeing the destruction?
I think here's your first sentence. You writing this mm-hmm. down? You're
no,
all at the carnival. There's an explosion. Then you have their attention.
Yeah.
That's right.
Comma.
I mean,
a kaiju is running rampant through it. What do you do?
That should be a semicolon.
I'm right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Is there
you're fancy
is the night dark? Is the night stormy?
Yeah, so they could all be sort of in separate locations at the doing their thing based on their mm-hmm. their job, and then they hear a scream and they see something like fly, like a car fly up in the air or something.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And then they move. And then they get a, you know, then a scientist comes up to one of them
mm-hmm.
and they use their radios to say, hey guys, you know, like that could be a good
a 1956 DeSoto
carnival
coupe slams yeah.
with what, a V8. What is the carnival version of the lunch break room? Like maybe they're all
oh,
like,
no, okay. So
well, it's behind the portable bathrooms.
Yeah,
where
I'm gonna, yeah, right. They're just smoking. Okay,
it's,
so
it's wait, in an unused portable bathroom. Is that
yeah. The okay. So I think where it needs to start, and this is me learning from previous experience on this, is like I think it starts with you're all huddled around this scientist, and he's telling you how yeah. to take care of this kaiju. And then we ask them, what were you doing when the kaiju attacked?
Oh, right? That's like, really so yeah. just,
that's
ooh.
Good. That's yeah. good.
It
wow.
only took me six,
you know
six
what?
Times.
You know what?
We're going to make a GM out of you
a
yet,
great
Chris.
Game master, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get there.
And what if they have, like, they have, as a group, three questions to ask the scientist before he explains.
Oh, that's really ooh. Good.
Oh, that's yes. really good.
Yes, three questions. Oh, I love that. okay,
and
yeah,
every
really
question
really
is like, oh, my lifeblood. I think I have time for two more questions. Oh.
I've got time for two more questions and one more monologue.
Yeah.
Sometimes here, I wonder
mirror.
If who the real monster is. Blah.
Yes. Yeah.
And there needs to be a bar on the bottom of the screen that's like, evil and good,
yeah,
and like
yeah,
you see
yeah.
it moves as depending yeah. on what the players do. Yeah. So.
Okay, so they can ask three questions about the kaiju. Okay, let's we've gone an hour and 5 minutes now. We need to actually define what this thing looks like. What the
let's
kaiju?
Bring
looks
it
like.
Home.
Yeah,
right.
It's giant.
What does the kaiju look like?
Move on.
No.
I mean,
can
the players build their own kaiju in some way?
Ooh.
What if everyone like gets to contribute a,
yeah.
a trait?
Give me a power tool, an animal, and a number. And the number is the number of eyes it has.
Well, one thing, like one way to think about it is kind of like, I know we're jumping right in, but like sometimes the kaiju evolve and get more terrifying as they mm-hmm. go. It's almost
oh.
like a Pokemon, right? So there's yeah. a cute version and then a spiky version and then a huge version.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. I think it's just going to be the size it is. I don't think I want to mess around. Like, maybe we might have a side effect of the serum is that it grows 10 times.
It should be a giant Pikachu.
Yeah, something like that. It should be something. Could it be something that would fit at a carnival? Yeah, so it's a giant teddy bear.
It's a giant fiberglass horse with crazy eyes.
At the carnival? The kaiju be something at the carnival that was zapped with energy?
Yeah, the octopus ride becomes a giant, terrifying 50-foot-tall octopus.
I mean, is it a clown?
No.
Oh, I think it's a really good idea. Who's the real monster now?
I don't think a
all
giant clown
NPC
is
NPC dialogue in this adventure is who's the monster?
Yes.
That should be the name of the one shot.
Yeah,
who's the real monster?
Should be the
monster.
Name of this game system that we're making. I mean, honestly.
No, but so what should it be? I think it shouldn't be an earthly creature. I don't want it to be a giant farm animal or a giant clown. Yeah. I think it should be an actual kaiju.
What if it has drills for teeth?
That's perfect.
Does it, how do they operate? What
they spin in its mouth and then it's just because it's it's from it. It eats where it's from. It eats diamonds. So it's going after people with jewelry.
That's what's making it.
Well, do you want it to be
it's
an
naturally
alien creature?
Zeroed in on a Midwest amusement park as the main location. Yeah.
This is just going to be an incisive look at the diamond trade.
Well, let's go back. I don't think we want them to build a kaiju, but I think you could give them the basic structure, like in Pacific Rim, and then. Hey, add a detail. What part of the kaiju lights up? And
It's
PG-13.
What did you see? Right, because it's big enough that not everybody got a good look at it.
Right,
right. So it's it's a giant lizard, and they know what Godzilla is, right? Everybody's it's like a Godzilla, but then but it had four tails. Oh,
yeah,
it had drills
it
for teeth. You know, like that.
Yeah, huh? No,
wait,
but
no, again. Yeah, a giant reptile attacks. How is it legally distinct from Godzilla? Go.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know. John's PG-13 comment kind of broke my brain about a minute ago. I'm sort of spinning in that space right now.
No, Andy, bring it back. Bring it back. Yeah.
Sorry.
Someone help. I'm drifting off.
So it's a giant reptile.
Took us six of these. We finally broke Andy.
Yeah.
We feel like we're going to get there every time.
No, this is it.
We're so close.
Who's a real monster, you know?
Oh, man. Who is... okay, yeah, so I like that as a, so it's a 50-foot-tall giant reptile of some sort. You tell me, what were you doing and what did you see that this thing had that was terrifying?
Yeah.
That terrified you in particular, right? So, wow.
Because you were already going to ask them what they were doing when it attacked anyway.
Yeah,
what
were you doing and, how did it destroy the thing that you were you were around? Okay.
I think how it destroyed the thing you were doing is important because then it gives that's a good way to get all the attributes of the kaiju.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you append the phrase, keep it PG-13 to every question.
I don't even want
every time. Every time.
Every time.
Okay, now what do you do? No, roll for damage. Keep it PG-13.
John, I have a question for you, but before I ask it,
keep it
PG-13.
Yeah. Also, if you consider that you might be the monster. Okay. All right, so giant reptile, they will define it a little bit, define sort of what they're doing. So now I think we are to the point that Andy has been trying to drive us at, is we need to define... the locations and what they can find at those locations.
Right.
Yeah.
So for food, I think there's two choices. There's there could be a food court or just a barn or just a stand, or it could be where the supplies are kept, right? There's a shed or a truck where all the, so they need to make a bunch of cotton candy. So they go to the truck that has the cotton candy machine and all of the ingredients.
I food truck alley, right?
Yeah,
but the llama is guarding the Because there's a llama, there's a llama mascot printed on the side of the cotton candy machine.
Yeah, nice.
And so you have to wrangle that.
Yeah,
it's good.
You want to
write it down?
Oh no, actually, no. Hold on. The cotton candy booth, okay, but it's surrounded by the lost animals from the petting zoo.
Okay,
but like literally, there's like llamas and sheeps and everything, and like you can't get to it, and the llamas are like spitting on you, and like there's some fun there, I think.
Yeah, because they're like
thanks for backing me up there, John. I don't think Chris was taking me seriously.
I really wasn't. I apologize. I should, yeah. I need a like serious, not serious meter for what I'm taking Kyle as. Serious, not serious. Okay, yeah. So food truck, and there's a bunch of animals and stuff kind of like around that. So you need to.
Yeah, because where would the petting zoo animals go but the food truck,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
They're munching on elephant ears. And
okay. Everything. And then this is going to be, I mean, I think we'll nudge towards cotton candy here, but yes, really sort of whatever they want to manufacture.
Yeah. As long as it's carnival food. Corn dog, elephant ear,
as long
ear,
as its
candies.
Calories can be measured only in gigawatts, you're all set.
Yes.
Okay. So that's good. Is that enough sort of excitement for that area, right? I mean, I guess, like, you know, they've got a lot of animals to deal with. Right, like, what?
Yeah,
so they deal with them.
You could just simply say you can't get there unless you figure out what to do with these animals.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
You know, and just set up the problem.
That's
that
good.
Way.
Keep it PG-13.
Yeah.
PG-13, though.
It's just such a leading question.
Don't think about a bear and don't think about how to handle
now,
animals.
Okay, all right. Maybe that one hits a little closer to the
bone. I'm start adding this to my sentences in real life and see what happens.
You might get better results in most conversations.
Yes, if you try it with your teenager. I'm just saying.
Okay, all right. So that's a good look.
So, I mean, so what they need to find, a food, like something they need to deliver into the kaiju.
Mm-hmm, yes.
They need to find a way to get it into the kaiju's mouth, right?
Right. So
and is there a third thing, or are those the two things?
I mean,
well, they've also
got to
get at the kaiju's level somehow, which I think is a giant ride. So those three things for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
So just so like to talk it through. So like let's say they decide to get cotton candy. So they find some way to get cotton candy. They have the serum or whatever from the scientists. They combine them.
Right.
Combine them in some way, right? So then they've got a bunch of cotton candy, and then it's like, then it's, from there, it's how do we distract it enough, and how do we...
Oh, what if they have to... Wait, what if one of the things... Here's the tilt-a-wheel. Here's the tilt-a-wheel. They have to use it as a centrifuge.
Oh, yeah. They have to
titrate the substrate.
Somebody has to stand in the middle holding the giant
Yeah. So they have to mix it up properly on one of the rides.
Yes.
That's solid gold. I'm on the 100% serious thing, but I'm having so much fun. It seems like it's a joke, Chris.
It seems like it, but yeah. Okay, I like that. It is a very prescriptive way to approach that.
Well, you can say you have to mix this up to the degree that it would require heavy machinery to do that. What do you do?
You need a giant spinning industrial scale machine.
Could be anything. Yeah. I mean, they could use like the tumble hallway in the fun house.
There's
lots of spinny things. They could use the teacups. Leave it up to their own imagination. If they say, oh, is there one of these here? You'll just say, of course there is. What kind of carnival wouldn't have that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think we need a fun house or like a haunted house, fun house kind of thing too.
What's in the fun house that would
you
make them
money? You need a mirror.
We're running short.
What if a crazed employee has run into the fun house with a key element of this?
Yes. Just as you're about to get the final ingredient from the food truck, you see somebody heading the other way.
And I'm not saying it's a clown, but definitely a clown.
Yeah, okay, so the clown has taken the keys to whatever ride you need to use to get
that's
up
it.
To the
yeah,
top.
No, that's it. Find the person in the funhouse that has
that's
the keys.
Right. Oh, yeah, Jocko took the keys.
Find the red key in the
funhouse. Yeah, he's in the funhouse. I'm in the Hall of Mirrors. You never find me in here.
I can't see a thing. Yeah, no, I think that's good. Okay, so I think sequence...
Do you really, though? I mean...
No, I mean, this is like... I'm trying to hold it together a little bit. Like, yeah. I mean, I've got therapy next week. I'm going to talk about some of this. But... Yeah, so if... Right, so then the sequence is going to be like, hey, we need... Okay, we need to do something to the food truck, right? They try to get there. It's all gone. Hey, the clown has the key. Go to the funhouse. Get the key to do that. And then it's sort of up to them to figure out how to mix this stuff together, how to come up with a delivery mechanism, how to distract the kaiju.
Or get its attention.
Or get its attention, whatever that may be.
And then whatever and players... So you're going to put out an open call for players or whatever, however you select it. You just say, have you been to a carnival before? Because if the answer is no, you're not allowed to play. We only have an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I cannot teach you what this is.
I cannot try to explain what a carnival is to you. That's a wild
statement. We cannot start from first principles on this one. We need...
Have you heard of a roller coaster before?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I like that. It feels a little like there needs to be more locations or more things that they need to do. So let's define some of these secondary objectives. I think that's where a lot of the meat of it's going to come.
So I love remember, the they might need to move through one place to get to their destination.
Yeah. And I love the idea of having to do carnival games to get things or to get to the next thing, like having to shoot the stupid star out or having to hit the thing with the mallet and having it go up high enough or you have to successfully guess the kaiju's weight to no, that's it. Yes. You have to guess the kaiju's weight to mix the serum properly or it won't work.
Unless you successfully guess its weight.
I knew I could make that work.
Yes, okay.
I can't believe this is all coming together.
I mean, so what, the scientist has to say, like, but it's got to be right for its weight.
You have to know it's, you have to know its BMI.
I don't know what its weight is. If only one of you was a weight guesser.
Yes. I mean, one of the chances for the weight guesser to shine.
One of the PCs might be the weight guessing game operator. Right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Superpower. And they're going to look at this and like, when is this going to be useful? And then you give them that exact scenario. They're going to love gonna you like, for
oh
life.
My goodness.
They're going to say, this is the least contrived thing I've ever had.
I love one-shots so much.
I was thinking this would be the start of levels 1 to 20 campaign.
Around level 15, it's going to be really hard to come up with reasons why you need to guess the weight of, like, I don't know, some sort of demigod.
That's quitter talk, Chris.
Okay, so I think that's good. Like, we're going to have some stuff like that. Just give me. We just need more ideas for like what sort of chaos can be happening here.
Right? Like, what if there's a Highland dancing troupe that their tent is catching fire?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Or acrobats.
Okay.
Highland dancing is funnier than acrobats.
Highland dancing is funnier.
Yeah. Yeah. Highland
what
dancing.
Else,
group.
What else are at these? Carnivals?
But I've never been
there's
to
the funhouse. Yeah. There's the.
I mean, John and I from our other podcast know that zombies are at these carnivals.
All the time. Let's just switch. Let's pivot here.
Yeah, pivot.
What if there's a bookmobile? No. What year is it? Can there be a bookmobile?
There's still bookmobiles. I have a... Yeah, we... I'll tell you after we're done with this, but we know someone that runs a bookmobile.
All right. Well, this is... How much will they pay you to put them in this one shot? This is your chance to cash in.
Not at all. I mean, yeah, Jared Cheek, I think, would be happy for us to mention the bookmobile that he runs.
Well, you just did it. Now you're really not good at this.
This is why we don't have any sponsorships yet. Okay, so acrobats stranded. I think someone at one point said that there is a roller coaster that just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be the octopus or something. But something that they have to rescue something, or they could stop the machine.
Okay.
Truckosaurus is also going wild. That's pretty good.
Truckosaurus.
Yeah.
Truckosaurus has broken his bonds. It's just shooting fire everywhere. So
I want to see
the
kaiju
monster now.
I want to see the kaiju battling Truckosaurus.
I know that's the thing. Really it's that is basically guaranteeing that this becomes. But also, no one's going to complain if that's what it turns into.
No,
Truckosaurus. So you got to wait until the halfway point to introduce Truckosaurus.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? What's going on?
I just want snuggles.
Oh, he just wants snuggles. So we can keep talking.
Well. Well, there is the merry-go-round, and there are the bumper cars, too.
Oh, bumper cars is
those
good.
Are carousels with the horses.
Yes.
That's pretty iconic, right?
The carousels going too fast, and somebody's stuck in the middle. And then the fire, the fiery Highland dancers are approaching, and they're high-kicking the fire into the...
Like, how are each of these going to be interesting beyond just, like, they're on fire or they're moving really fast?
They're carnival workers. Oh. What do you want?
Well, I don't know. Like, I just, I don't want every sort of, like, every one of these to just be like, oh, hey, it's going really fast and can't be stopped.
Yeah, what if the police or something, what if you need to stop some other group from doing the wrong approach of stopping the kaiju?
Yes.
Like the police are coming in with their guns and stuff, and you know that's just going to make it mad or something.
That's a really good... Yeah, like maybe there's some like super soldiers running around too, like just trying to like, do
soldier stuff. Or it could just be like the guys with the air guns, right? They've tilted over their table and they're like, we're holding the line here, thinking that they're air guns, so you've got to stop them from getting killed.
Yeah, you got to convince them to like, no, you will not be able to do that.
I just want
to
know when going really fast and being on fire wasn't cool enough to put in an RPG. I'm really troubled by this.
What is happening to this generation? The coolest things are no longer cool.
That's right, John.
Like, I gotta keep it PG-13, so I can't explain that. I want these things to feel like they're unique expressions of what it could be like in you're under a kaiju attack. That's mostly what I'm after.
Let's see. I mean, so what else is there at these places? So I mentioned, so there are corn mazes.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Also in a more modern one, like laser tag or something, or paintball.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, corn mazes. Corn mazes, laser tag, similar idea.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe is it just like, are a lot of these secondary objectives just like get people out of the, like get them
that
out of
the That is
what
rescuing usually
blaster.
Is, yes.
Well, yeah.
But they could also be ways to solve problems, right?
So yes, that's what I
want. If you
say you
have to mix up the chemical, you've got a carousel and a tilt wheel, like you can, those become options.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's a matter of like making your way across the amusement park and like you need to deal with everything that's on fire.
And going really fast. Everything
really fast.
And, if your players ever blink at you, like they don't understand why it's their problem, it's just, and it's on fire. And then they'll get
it's
it.
On fire.
They'll get
oh,
it.
Yeah. The, okay. This is
yeah,
a problem.
Like, or like the kaiju standing there and between its, feet is the carousel or the bumper car. So they have to navigate that just to, they're like running between its legs, but they're not just running between its legs. They've got to drive the bumper cars through its legs or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or, the big swipe of its tail, it sends the miniature golf course sailing into the air, and you have to dodge the windmill and the clowns. And
what are things that the kaiju could do to make their lives interesting, right? Like, they could throw something at them. They could pick up a truck. They could smash the, they need a control. So they could smash the electrical box, so they've got to figure out another way to power the tilt-a-wheel, or they need more gas, but it's knocked over all the gas. I think there should be more things that the kaiju does to make their life difficult.
That is really
too,
good. Yeah, if the generator runs out of gasoline, you have to like siphon some gas from the RV in the back, and yeah.
Okay, so there's like a kaiju complications table.
There you go.
Yes. We're going to need to be able to roll on. Okay, so
we did forget about the kaiju for a little bit, didn't we, guys?
Yeah. I would argue for probably
most of it. Yeah.
Who's the real
I think
monster?
our current plan until recently was the kaiju lands there and then just stands there. While you figure all this stuff out.
Yeah, they just keep shouting, "What do you do?"
But keep it.
Exactly.
5 minutes, guys. 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. All right
okay,
okay.
I actually think you've got something here. I will say.
Yeah. No.
If
no.
You can't
I think,
Chris. Hang it up.
Well, here's what I'll say. This feels like the most grounded one of these we've ever done in a certain ways.
That's bizarre.
Right. Like, which is saying something. Okay.
Which
so
is bananas.
Like, yeah. Okay. So let's. I need more like kaiju complications, right? So it can like smash up something electrical, can throw something at you. It can breathe fire.
Yeah.
What else can it do?
It could be... let me throw some weird ones at you.
Yeah.
Please. Remember, keep this PG-13.
Okay, yeah.
But it could be like, like it's growing like spikes or something, or like its tail is powering up. It's engaging in some kaiju activity that distracts you, right? Like when Godzilla's spine lights up and you're like, what's about to happen? So something like that.
Yeah, take cover. Like from the atomic breath or whatever, it's
Okay.
It shoots bees out of its mouth.
You know, it could start stomping or swinging its tail into the location where you're trying to do some other task.
Yes, having to get the kaiju to move. You don't have to do it every time, but it would be a good thing to have on the table. Like it's in your way. How do you get it to move temporarily? You're not ready to attack it because you haven't put together the thing. So you need to like jump in the RV that has the good smelling stuff in it or whatever to get it out of the way.
Okay, yeah, that's
a, I'm like, keep that PG-13. Sorry, I'm gonna beat that joke into the ground. Yeah.
I like that the kaiju complications table includes is like smash electrical, fire breath, it's in your way.
It's in your way. It's in your way.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, honestly, it's pretty good. Okay, so there's that, and then I feel like I still want, and I don't want to totally leave this up to just me figuring out, like I still want more like what are the complications of getting the stuff together that we can kind of link in there, right? Like, right. So far, all we have is like the only thing that they really need to find is cotton candy or some sort of food substance to put the serum in and like, you know, to make it. Like, is there a second or a third thing they have to find?
Well, I think you need to come, you have to, there needs to be a second, like, quote, ingredient.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is cotton candy. Maybe the other is like hay from the animal area or something like that.
Yeah,
the juice from the pickle jar that John Dillinger's hand is stuck in.
Yeah.
No, you know what it should be? It should be like the nitrous from the place where they blow up the balloons.
Ooh.
Yes, yeah, something like that. Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, there's the balloon animal place, and then there's you can buy like those cellophane balloons or whatever. That float.
You could make like a D6 table that you roll twice on for like the two ingredients for the thing.
Yeah, let's make the table.
Yeah.
So there's
the helium to making the balloons. There's the cotton candy. There's the actual
animal
grease
feed
for the rides. The animal feed.
Animal feed, grease.
Grease paint.
Grease paint from the clown's dressing room.
We'll just call it clown paint.
Yeah, you got to break into the clown's dressing room, get the paint, and not get caught by the clown.
That's the scariest part.
Maybe it's just a D5 table.
Yeah, okay. So helium, cotton candy, animal feed, grease, oil.
I also feel like I'm sorry, I'm going away from the ingredients for a second, but I think playing the calliope or making the music play through the merry-go-round should be a way to distract the monster.
For sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the monster's in your way, or the monster's about to attack something, and here comes the calliope, and it sort of like drifts off. It like zones out for a minute, and you're like...
Copper from a smashed penny?
What if
goldfish.
Ooh.
Goldfish. Yes.
What if there's like a kaiju clock, and you can push it back? If it gets too close to filling, you can push it back by having someone go play the calliope or distract it with a truck or something.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. So it starts distracted, and then there's a clock ticking for it getting undistracted to start its rampaging
like,
again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, every pie of the clock it fills, you roll on the kaiju distraction, the kaiju intrusion table or whatever.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Yeah, no, I actually like that quite a bit because otherwise... Yeah, I think leaving that a little bit up to just like, hey, sorry, this clock is just ticking, is going to be good for, you know, making people keep moving. We should really have a clock for these recordings.
We do, and we're 10 seconds over an hour and a half.
Oh, good.
That's enough for this week.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like this is pretty good. Can we just talk through the archetypes one more time, and then I'm going to do like a big recap. So the archetypes we have right now are fortune teller, like operator.
Mechanic, we said.
Mechanic operator,
like the guessing booth guy, like the weight guesser, but he also you guess your age, guess your weight, like give out the dumb prizes.
Yeah, guess your age. So
the grifter,
the rigged kind of game operator.
Did we say the mechanic repairman?
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, we got that. Petting zoo operator. Ringleader is another one I wrote down, and then. Just like a sideshow performer, like the strongman, something like that.
Strongman.
Contortionist.
Strongman, acrobat.
Yeah.
Contortionist. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I think that's a pretty good set of, like, sorts of people that can be there. Okay, so that's good. So let me do, like, a quick recap, because we're kind of timing out. So the adventure is going to start. The kaiju has kind of taken one path through the amusement park. We start up with the party talking to the scientist who says, like, you know, I don't have much time.
Yes.
I'm the real monster here. I created this thing, right? Whatever. You know, you can ask him a handful of questions about it. He will give you the serum and says, like, you need to deliver this to, this is the only thing that can, you know, neutralize.
But he's not giving the serum. He's giving a list of ingredients.
I think he has, like, a serum that you have to, like, do something else with, right? Like, I think there's got to be some sort of like sciencey thing that it hands you, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, that you have to add to something. Like, so, like, you know, this thing has an insatiable hunger. Like, you know, you need to put this in. You know, like, again, it's like a dog. You're hiding a treat and some food for it, right? And then find a way to get it to it. So then from there, it's like then it's a matter of we got to go find this thing. We need to find a delivery mechanism. But at the same time, this kaiju is going to be interacting with the world. There are some clear and present danger things kind of already happening, right? There's rides gone amok. There's stuff on fire and going fast. Truckosaurus
has escaped from getting stomped.
Yeah. Like, so all that stuff is happening while they're trying to do this. So they need to kind of keep the kaiju distracted while they're getting things together to deliver the serum into the kaiju.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happens when they deliver it? Does it just,
they win.
It just falls over? Okay. Yeah, I think it just falls
just like
over.
Every good RPG, you win
yeah.
at the
yeah.
end.
Yeah,
and then you give them the completion total.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, their time. Yeah, and then there's a new game plus.
Would you like
no,
see you next game?
I think,
yeah, see you next game. You're the bad
I
enough
think
dudes.
That, there's two ways you could do it. That could be the end, or you could be like, oh, you guys didn't think about it. It's about to collapse right on.
Oh, there's yeah, one
from,
more
yes.
thing.
Oh, there's got to be.
He's going to squash yes. the 4-H pig.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about the 4-H pig. That's actually really important.
Right? Yeah, like whatever. There should be some prize thing that it's at risk of squashing or something you've got to take care of as like the last thing. Like, yay, we delivered the serum. It starts to sway and fall. And then you're like, oh, no, it's falling right on the clown dressing room of the 4-H pig or something.
I think it has the 4-H pig somewhere. I think it's like you have to get this thing before it falls.
Yes.
Right? And like maybe, like, I don't know if there's anything that they would, is there anything else that they would really care about?
The clown car with
besides
50
the 4-H
clowns
pig,
in
I don't
it.
Know
it's
what.
Like a clown apocalypse if that one
know,
clown car
like,
is taken out.
But like the 4-H pig, right? It's like, you know, between those two things.
This seems like something you could wing based on how much time is left in the adventure.
Yeah.
Right?
And, like, and it's whatever they fixate on as like really important.
Yes.
That's the thing that goes there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we could have it like, right. There's the four. Yeah. I think we can sort that out. I mean, I'm almost wondering if like the carnival is set up surrounding like, I don't know, some sort of famous statue or something like that. That's really important to the city.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like there's something that like, there's another thing that is not a living being that it's going to crush. It's like, oh, it'd be really nice to not have it fall on that if we could, you know, make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeping it in like, PG-13.
It's in the Midwest towns I'm aware of. It'd be like a Confederate
statue. Yeah, and everybody's just like,
oh, no.
It could be like there's a local guy who has like a, has like an old, I don't know, like an old fighter plane or something, and
oh,
brings yeah. it out to the fair to show off. And
it's
we haven't talked about like the old car, like the 50s car
yeah.
parade.
Oh yeah, that too. It could be
the
falling
Shriners
right on
parade.
All the
they're very into their itinerary, and kaiju or not,
rain or shine, kaiju or not.
That's right.
You know, we haven't talked about fireworks as a potential wild card in this.
No, I like yeah. that. I mean, I think like the fireworks could just be going off, like kind of through.
Yeah, or
like,
they could run past a booth where they were being sold, and they're like, mm-hmm. aha!
Yeah, that's a way to distract the kaiju or direct yeah. it away from wherever mm-hmm. it's headed.
Really good.
Yeah. Okay. No, I like that a lot. That is definitely gonna show up. Okay. I feel like that's pretty good. Right? Obviously, there's a lot of like things I need to pull together for this, but I think.
15 minutes, you'll be fine. Just, when are you recording? Set a timer to 30 minutes before you're recording.
I mean, I'm
throw
recording
it
in like 10 minutes. Do you think that'll be enough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just
yeah,
go
yeah,
straight
yeah.
from that. Yeah. Yeah, so, right. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Right, so I think this has been super fun, obviously. Hopefully that has come across to you all, that this is a fun exercise to go through. Although, yeah, always do it with friends if you can, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. Yeah, so I've got a bunch of notes. From here, I'm going to write up a bunch of stuff. I'm going to send it around to these three chuckleheads, and hopefully they'll give me some, like, you know.
Now I'm going to leave you high and dry Giles, like I do every year.
Giles saying no. That's fine. he's a busy guy. And yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we'll send those out. We're going to make some pre-gens for people. I will decide on the system as well. We had talked about in the last episode of Roll for Topic, we had talked about sort of like a system that we could use for this. I've got some ideas there, and we've talked about having like kind of special abilities that you can use so that the weight guesser can be like once a day can guess the weight of anything that it wants to. And it's going to be like, well, probably you're going to want to guess the weight of the kaiju, but maybe not.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll put all that together. And then, yeah, the next time that you hear this podcast, we will actually be playing it. I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but like we tried to design this so you can, if you want to, you can listen to the, like the iterative design process first and then listen to the actual play, or listen to the actual play and then come back to this and then be like, that came out of this. what happened there? I think that's probably more fun for the people that end up getting to play this thing than anything. They're like, okay. yeah, but I think that does it for us. Anybody else got any kind of final thoughts that they want to throw out or final ideas?
Who's the real monster?
Oh, who is the real monster?
Yeah, just keep it PG.
Words of wisdom from the RFT crew.
Yes, cool. All right, well, I think that does it for us. I've been Chris Salzman.
I've been Andy Rao.
I'm John Corin. I'm pumped.
Good night, everybody.
Kyle. No, I gotta say your name. You gotta say it, otherwise we can't stop recording. Okay. Anyway, if your players are having fun, you're a great GM.